everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of October 8th through 14th, 2012. That is, if anyone's not too busy watching all the videos that didn't get around to from last week. Unfortunately, this week's news isn't as pleasant. Miki Hondo announced this week she was out for the season because she still doesn't have a coach and feels she can't compete properly without one. She hopes to find one in time to do the Olympic season, and that will then be her last. It seems her two events, Come Up China and Trophy Eric Pompard, can't hold on to skaters. She's already been replaced in both places by Sofia Birkova in China and Elena Glebova in France, but now Kekshin Zhang has pulled out of both too. They aren't the only withdrawals from the Grand Prix either. Evan Lysacek pulled out of Skate America early in the week, citing a groin injury he'd apparently re-aggravated back in July, not taken seriously until he couldn't skate or walk, and is now recovering from at a rate that leaves him confident he should be fine for Nationals, and has even asked the USFSA to look into assigning him a Senior B before then to get both the minimum tech scores for Worlds and some mileage on his program. Apparently, the UFS had decided beforehand that if anyone pulled out at this stage, Armin Mabinuzadeh would take their place, and he was made aware of this because he was immediately announced as in and having trained for the event as first alternate. However, Thursday, Isabella Tobias and Davida Stagnunius also pulled out of Skate America due to a long-time back injury he hasn't been able to recover from quickly enough. Then it was announced that this was too close to the event to arrange for a replacement. There were a few late music announcements this week. Mao Sada's short program, which is to I Got Rhythm, Alyona Savchenko and Roman Solkovy's new free, to Gustavo Montesano's flamenco version of the bolero, and both of Nelena Ilyinch and Nikita Ketslapov's programs. The short is to an Andijan polka sent to Uzbek music, and their free is to music from the soundtrack of The Ghost. When they said the music was written for them, it seems they actually meant arranged. Also, Meryl Davis and Charlie White confirmed their new free dance music is indeed Notre Dame de Paris, music they said they always wanted to skate to, and Marina Zueva said they were ready for. In Germany, the wrap-up, the Junior Grand Prix, with the Pokal der Blauen Schwetter in Chemnitz, was a Russian gold sweep, unsurprisingly in three events, and surprisingly in the ladies, though that wasn't exactly a well-skated event. It wasn't the highest quality of fields in the first place, and the short took out a couple more would-be contenders, most notably the ever-unfortunate American Samantha Zazario, who singled both the loops in her combo and then fell on her flip to come in 10th. The next day, cited a strained hamstring and withdrew. Also, Miyu Sato, who only rotated one of her three jumps and wasn't even clean on that one, and was 13th. So even when she came back with a third place free, when that ended with two partially under-rotated jumps and a fall in the second of them, she could only climb up to 6th. On the other hand, this allowed last week's bronze medalist, Anna Pogorelia, to have a big breakthrough, pulling off another clean short with a triple toe, and this time avoiding the major mistakes of last week's free, keeping instead to a single hand down, which got her a 106.71 in the segment and 160.52 overall. In the short, as she was only third, behind Leia Kaize, who went for triple lutz triple toe and saw the second jump partially downgraded, and Maria Stivitskaya, who really rose to that occasion, pulling off triple lutz triple toe and everything else to approach 60 and win the segment. But Stivitskaya and Kaize both struggled in the free. Neither could manage to fully rotate the triple lutz triple toe here, and Kaiser fell on it. Then they both partially under-rotated their solo lutzes, and Kaiser fell on that too. Then Stivitskaya fell in her loop and had generally awkward elements, including a slow final spin that resulted in a time violation. Kaize singled her flip and had two step-outs, and the two seeded not only the gold to Pogorelia, but the silver to Miyabi Oba, who had been fifth after the short when she'd gone for the triple loop triple toe and not fully rotated the second. But in the free, found that even when she failed to do a spin before falling on a partially under-rotated Salchow, she was still the only one besides Pogorelia to break 90, and 144.51 was just enough for second overall. Stivitskaya with 143.52 was knocked down to bronze, and Kaize with 141.15 was knocked off the podium completely. Of the four pairs fields in the Junior Grand Prix, this was probably the weakest, and it didn't help when Brittany Simpson and Matthew Blackmer failed to offer much, especially when only one of their jumping passes along was clean and one involved a fall, though they still came in fifth. Also skating disappointingly were Brittany Jones and Ian Beharry, who had her falling on a partially downgraded solo side-by-sides in both programs, and also the third triple loop in their long, but in the end their 134.06 still proved enough for bronze. In fact, they were third in the short and second in the free. The only ones to skate well in the short were Lina Fedorova and Maxim Marushkin, who did a clean short with some wonderfully high jump elements, plus level 4 steps. As the only pair to break 50, they took a lead of over 5 points. Also, home team Annabelle Proles and Ruben Blumiart, who combined mostly clean jumps with level 4 steps to edge out Jones and Beharry for a surprise second. However, neither of these teams did as well in the free. Proles and Blumiart singled side-by-side axles, fell in the throw Salchow, doubled a throw flip, causing them with 85.64 to slip behind Jones and Beharry and off the podium with 133.48. Fedorova and Marushkin, barely a point ahead of them in the segment at 86.77, had their troubles too. Their double flip double toe ended with him singling and her falling. They too had a fall in their throw Salchow, and the other jump elements were rough, and they finished behind the music. They were third in the free, only a fraction behind Jones and Bihari, 87.16, but a bit more behind Maria Vigalova and Igor Zakharov, the only team to break 90 in the free with 92.41, who did double flips to solo jumps but double axels for the sequence and a throw to Blitzen kept it to a hand down from him in the sequence. But they'd been fourth after the short where her axel wasn't too good and the rest wasn't enough to make up for it, and they were behind by too much to quite catch Fedorova and Maroshkin, who won with 140.03 and left them with 138.18 for silver. Similarly holding on to win on the strength of his short program was Maxime Kovtun, who didn't quite have the competition he'd had last week. His short had a hand down on the axel, and his free opened with a single double toe rather than a quad double, plus he singled the loop. Same with another toe tacked onto his salchow later, his tariff was much lower, and this was when in both programs his lips were not done well and the rest of his jumps weren't beautiful either, so in the long he didn't quite break 125 this time with 124.91, so when Shoma Uno hit 125 even, he won the free skate, and on top of his clean second place short, even without the triple axel, he might very well have overtaken Kovtun's 193.04 if he hadn't fallen on a partially under-rotated toe in his third combo near the end of the program, though with that, his silver winning total was 188.48. Below them, Jay Ostanto was initially third after the short, where he skated more or less clean with a triple axel and broke 60, a number Alexander Samarin was just short of when his short featured a single axel. But while Ostanto landed a triple axel double toe in the free, it was followed by so many mistakes, including a fall, a singled axel, and two doubles that he could only score 100.32, seventh in the segment, and with 161.36 dropped to 6. So when Samarin did another program, where he more or less pulled everything off, his 120.74 and 179.83 won him his second bronze in the series. Things were business as usual in the ice dance. Alexandra Stepanova and Evan Bukin again had a slightly low tariff in the short dance, the highest tariff going to second place Caitlin Howiek and Jean-Luc Baker, who took a big step up to tail the Russians closely in that segment, although the latter broke 60. But when the two teams had the same tariff in the free, if only because the Americans lost levels in their spin entry, the Russians pulled away, scoring 86.82 to Howiek and Baker's 79.95 and winning 147.10 to 138.61. The Americans were unchallenged for silver, however, as below them, the short once again left three teams grouped close together for a chance at the bronze, this time with the Canadians, Noah Berzer and Timothy Lum, clutching half a point third on the strength of a lack of trouble, half a point ahead of Russians Daria Morozova and Mikhail Zirnov, whose tariff was slightly higher but he stumbled in the footwork, and a little more than a point above Turkish team Kegla Demersel and Burke Akhlin, whose tariff was actually the highest after Howiek and Baker. But when they had a much smoother free and a tariff to match the top two, with a 124.41 total, Morozova and Zirnov were left holding the bronze easily when both the other two teams had a lift invalidated, with Berzer and Lum crashing out of theirs and taking so long to recover themselves, they got docked another point for interruption in excess. Well, Demersel and Akhlin got hit with some low levels elsewhere, too. They held on to fourth and fifth, though the latter barely. This all added up to no new surprises as the standings for the Junior Grand Prix finale became final. The winners all joined the lineup, as did the rest of the Paris podium in Kaizé, whose fourth year was able to combine with her Istanbul gold to get her the last spot on the ladies' roster. Not so lucky was Alexander Samarin, who would have made it had he won the silver, but instead loses the last spot to Keiji Tanaka on the placement tiebreaker, making Boye Jing the only competitor in the men's final who wasn't there last year. With both the would-be co-favorites out, Joshua Ferris leads the field, followed by Kovtun, Jason Brown, Jin, Ryu Juhino, and Tanaka. In ladies, on the other end, the lineup consists entirely of newcomers. Elena Radianova joined by Angela Wang, Pogorelia, Satoka Miyahara, Hannah Miller, and Kaizé. The heavily Russian ice dance field is half and half. Stepanova, Bukin, and Alexandra Aldrin daily lead the field with newcomers Gabriel Papadakis and Gam Kazirin. While Valerie Zinkov and Valerie Tsinitin didn't qualify for their first final, Evgenia Kozagina and Nikolai Maroshkin for their second after just missing out last year, and Ianovskaya and Sergei Mozgov returned for the second year in a row. In the last spot on the lineup, Xiaoyu Yu and Yang Jin are the only team from last year to return, though with Jones, Bihari reaches his second final in as many partnerships. Marco Purdy and Michael Marinaro is the only non-Russians to top a series lead the field, followed by Fedorov and Maroshkin, Jones and Bihari, Vigalov and Zakharov, Vesla Zdenkova and Andrei Deputat, and Yu and Jin. Qualifying was the name of the game in both Japan and the US this week as both countries held multiple regional competitions. The beginning of the week saw the results of the Tokyo and Kinki regionals, just before the beginning of the Shoshikoku Kyushu Block regional Shimane in the southern part of the main island. Risa Soji and Fumie Suguri were both skating in Tokyo, but Suguri failed to rotate, let alone land any triples, and came in fifth, while the only triple Soji rotated was the first in her triple salchow triple toe attempt in the short, and she attempted more than Suguri, which meant more downgrades, plus an invalidated spin, though she was third in the short and second in the free, and second overall to Matsumi Takayama, with 134.65, was the only lady to break 130, by way of avoiding any downgrades, even while doing a triple lutz in both programs and a lip in the free as well. Though she had a doubled lip in the short, and then a doubled toe in the free, two singles, an axel she got nothing for at all. Nana Mashuhina was second in the short, and ended up close behind Soji overall in third. Her short actually had a triple toe in it, if a doubled loop, and in the free she rotated another toe as part of her three jump, and there were other three attempted triples were all downgraded, two of them fully, and one of them she fell on. With 187.82, Akio Sasaki easily won the senior men as the only man to pull off the triple axel, though it took him some time to manage it. In the short, he rotated but fell in it. In the free, his first was partially downgraded, but then he successfully landed it in combination, and those were his only big errors. Yuki Horinouchi had an equally easy time in second, skidding two programs in which he avoided any big issues, but third was a bit more volatile. Third in the short was Takoyu Kondo, though very narrowly, after singling his axel and falling on his loop, and when the free, he fell three times, twice in Lutz's, one of which was partially downgraded, singled a flip, and didn't even get a single credit for his loop. He was 8th in the segment and dropped to 7th. Third in the free was Yuta Onuma, who there skated a program very similar to Horinouchi's and was only about 5 points behind him, but that was after a 9th place short where a fall on a partially unrotated Lutz costs him his combo, and the rest wasn't very good either, so he could only get up to 5th. Third overall instead went to Heike Hattori, who was 4th in both programs, though he doubled loop in the short. He landed that in the free, the only triple he had other than the toe. Yuka Nagai won the junior ladies, and Kento Kajita the junior men. In the kinky regionals, Shion Kokuban won the senior lady short as the only woman to break 50. The Lutz in her combo was partially downgraded, but behind her in second, Kata Muramoto singled her axel, and in third, Satsuki Muramoto only went for a cell counter combo and had his solo toe partially downgraded. But in the free, Kokuban suffered two singles, and especially a doubled flutz, leaving her with three triples, two of them toes. And while Kata Muramoto did very badly, with a fall and four downgrades, one major to be 6th in the segment and dropped to 5th, Satsuki Muramoto, despite her own bad doubled cell count, took advantage. Her only other problem involved a partially downgraded double toe, and with only one of her three triples a toe, she approached 100, beating Kokuban by over a dozen points in the segment and nearly 10 overall, with her score of 145.07. Third went to Saya Suzuki, who was 5th in the short, where she had her loop partially downgraded. Then the free, she landed two loops as well as a triple toe, though another toe was singled and a salchow partially downgraded, as was one of her double toes. The men's competition had only four skaters. Yukihiro Yoshida won it with 160.31 points as the only man to rotate the triple axel, though he fell on it all three times he tried it, and his free also featured a lot of other problems. In fact, both senior winners were outscored by the junior winners. Taichi Honda, who was completely unchallenged in the men, and Satoga Miyahara, though she was 3rd in the free due to two falls and had to win on the strength of her new swan short, but did by exactly 10 points. Mariko Kihara, who won the free, had been 3rd after the short and remained there 800ths behind Ryona Kato, who was 2nd in both. The Shushikoku Kyushu Block Regionals, despite including skaters from the two southern islands, was a much smaller affair, but did feature a very close battle between Yukiko Fujisawa and Kako Tomotaki. Tomotaki just broke 50 to win the short, where her flip wasn't very good, but Fujisawa's Lutz was partially downgraded and one of her spins were bad. But Fujisawa was the only lady to break 85, winning the free, where she had a handful of difficulties, most notably a way under-rotated Lutz, but Tomotaki fell on a partially under-rotated Salchow, singled a flip and had major problems with her loop, and was hit with a time violation as well, and Fujisawa pushed ahead of her to win 134.34 to 133.21. In third, Miyu Nagashio went for triple toe in the short, partially under-rotated and fell in the second, fell three more times in the free and had other big trouble, and just broke 120 overall, and was lucky that Mai Saito, who was actually 3rd in the free, had been way behind, with a 5th place short with a fall, and saw her two attempts at triples in both programs fully downgraded, though her free was pretty good otherwise. She finished 4th. Here, too, there were only four senior men, more or less managing three triple axels, if not the accompanying combo, having no large issues, and scoring 200.83, allowed Dayoji Suboi to win it by over 40 points. The junior men was won by Keiji Tanaka, though his triple axels weren't quite as good, and his free especially much messier, while the junior ladies were won by Hina Kakeno, who, like Miyahara, scored higher than the senior ladies' winner, if not by very much. Things were even busier in the U.S., where two regional competitions concluded at the beginning of this week, and three more began this weekend, though as the junior and senior events there are barely underway, they too I will push back entirely for a week. The bigger of the first two was the North Atlantic Regionals in Havensack, New Jersey, though there the senior competition was easily won by Lauren Din with 144.60. Her short was clean, though in her free she fell on a flip and her intended three jump proved only a single. Also skating a clean short was Joelle Fort, who was 2nd after it, but her free featured three falls and five painful downgrades, one of the major, and wasn't even fully clean outside that, and she dropped a 3rd behind Jordan Bouth, who partially under-rotated her loop in the short and fully under-rotated it in the free, meaning her hardest triple was only a salchow, but other triples and deliberate doubles were all clean. In the junior ladies, the top four were the only ones to break 100 and had a large winning margin, and gold medalist Olivia Serafini, though she'd come back from 3rd in the short, when doing so, took it by over 10 points. The junior men too had a good gap between the top four and the other two, and winner Jimmy Ma had an even bigger margin than Serafini. In the Eastern Great Lakes Regionals in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Becky Bereswell won the senior ladies competition by a small bit with her 145.75 score, though she doubled the triple lutz in her combo in the short and had multiple mistakes in the free, including a fall and two partial downgrades. The junior ladies were won by Katya Spielband and four-entry junior men's competition by Ryan Hartley. Up north in Barrie, Ontario, the annual Oktoberfest was a non-qualifying competition but attracted quite a few skaters. In the men, Andre Rogozin won the short by nearly 10 points over Nam Nguyen when the latter fell on his triple axel, then withdrew, leaving Nguyen to take the free program and overall win with 181.36 over 21 points margin, though this time he didn't even rotate the triple axel before falling on it and he had a full downgrade and other issues. A distant second in the long program was Canadian-turned-Polish skater Patrick Majzek, where but for failing to finish off his Lutz and doubling his Salchow, he was clean, but his disastrous short kept him down to fifth. Second overall instead went to Shaquille Davis on the strength of his third place short, even though he was fifth in the long where he landed one triple axel as he had in the short, but partially under-rotated and fell in the other, losing a combo in the process, and then fell on a flip and had trouble with the spin. Third went to Garrett Gosselin, who had been fifth in the short, due mostly to easy content, but managed a third place long despite having a single and more double than triple jumps, and with no harder triples than the Salchow. In ladies, meanwhile, the top two, Alain Chartrand and Vanessa Grenier, both stayed until the end, and less than a point divided them in the short, where Chartrand went for triple Lutz triple toe and didn't get the second jump fully rotated, while Grenier did just a triple tumble, but managed to get edge calls on both her Lutz and flip. The Flutz wasn't a good jump. In the free, as the only skater to break 90, Chartrand, already ahead, pulled away a bit towards 145.34 overall. She had two falls and two downgrades, one of them major, but Grenier's partially under-rotated Flutz gave her trouble again, plus she lost a combo and had smaller issues. Kate Charbonneau was initially distant third after the short, but even there she had a fall, a partial downgrade, and no combo. And the free, she had another fall, her Lutz was just a complete wash. Combined with other errors, it left her with nothing better than two clean triple toes. She dropped behind Zhao Zelin Mutlu, who had been fourth after the short with multiple difficulties, including a partial downgrade. And the free, she actually had four downgrades where three of them were major, as well as a fall, but was still left with three clean triples, all harder than the toe. Still, she got ahead of Charbonneau by less than a point. The senior short and free dance were held as separate events with the same two teams skating each. Elizabeth Parody and François-Xavier Ouellette beat Millicent Dumas and David McKay Perry in both. The competition of the week in Russia was small, the second Cup of St. Petersburg attracting notice mostly because Elizaveta Tektomisheva elected to compete here, one of five senior ladies. She won, of course, and with a huge score of 191.91, a nearly 50-point margin, though she did only triple toe, and had a small stumble in the steps of her short, and doubled the toe of her triple Lutz triple toe attempt as well as the loop in the free. The senior men were a similar sight. Only three men, and Alexander Petrov with 211.28 won by a truly ridiculous margin of over 80 points. The junior ladies were a bit more competitive, in that Erna Petrova had to fight back after being second in the short, though when Anastasia Kolomiets, who won that segment, faltered badly in the free but held on to second, Petrova won by over 15 points. Magar Ignatov won the junior men by nearly 10, with no such difficulties in either program. Three junior ice dance teams competed. The winners, Alyssa Kurtsenovskaya and Ilya Zimin, barely broke 85. Only one junior pairs team, Kamila Gaynetinova and Ivan Beach, actually skated both programs, though they did have a second team to win the short against before they withdrew. Mishin took advantage of Tektomisheva's competition to speak to the press on both her, saying she will definitely make it to Skate Canada, and his two men. About Evgeny Plushenko, he says he wasn't happy about the mistakes, but reiterated that he did what he had to do to establish himself as a contender and conditioned into code of points skating, and while he's actually still building up his endurance to be ready for a full competition, he may do one of the Russian Cups. About Arta Gizhinsky's performance in the Fed Cup and recent track record, he is much less satisfied, and his words, even through Chrome Translator harsh indeed, speak in the past tense about the sportsman who was third at the World Championships and second at the European Championships, premature. He is now a period in which he survives and comes to a level that corresponds to his genius and talent, though Gizhinsky himself spoke out, speaking mainly about back problems, which he hopes will not keep him out of the Grand Prix and the need to change his programs around. It seems a lot of skaters didn't take the Fed Cup seriously as a competition, though Nicole Gosfiani's coach Alexei Armanov still spoke of being glad for the victory for his student, that she did take it seriously, noting her health and trust issues he's had to deal with, and Ekaterina Pushkash and Jonathan Guerrero made clear their happiness in pulling off the upset, and spoke of the creativity and resources of Nikolai Morozov that caused them to join him, but gave Natalia Linichuk full credit for their actual skating ability. Russian officials also expressed their pleasure, saying the ISU was satisfied with their preparation so far, especially as there were no major mishaps during this first competition. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.